What do you get when three comic and entertainment enthusiasts join together to discuss the topics that interest us all? Something that is truly larger than life. What's on the page?
On the screen.
And on our minds. Is front and center here on Larger Than Life with Dan Totora and co-hosts TJ Yeldon and Brian Yeldon.
This is Dan Totora here of Larger Than Life with Dan Totora on site in Batavia, New York for Fox PralCon with Shad Nowicki, and got to see a lot of your work here, a lot on the wall and some other special things that you had hiding under the table. And,
sure.
And Shad, first and foremost, just what got you into this world to do the artistry that you do? It's very different and obviously sticks out.
Yeah, you know, my past is I've grown up painting and drawing. Every kid draws and then they grow into painting. I was more of the painter kid. I did fine art in the gallery world for almost 25 years, and I learned that it's not really for me, per se. So a few years ago, I was at a Comic-Con. I was fortunate to meet one of the celebs, and they liked some paintings I had. I literally left that convention, drove 2 hours back home, grabbed the painting, went back, and gave it to the guy, and that's how it started. I started doing shows at Niagara Falls Comic Con, and now I'm with Wizard World, and I travel around doing this Fox Prowl show, which has been amazing. Nice small little tiny show for the weekend, but with some big talent and some really cool stuff to check out at the show. And now I've been pretty much just doing this for a living. I do mostly vintage stuff, so my paintings are pre-1989 images, and I do movies and TV and comic themes. Predominantly, yeah.
How did you get into this, that this passion became a living? When did you kind of hit that moment where you realized, I can live this out? And because a lot of people that are living their passion are also working another job they're not very fond of and doing
yeah.
some of that. So when did you get to that point where you could say,
well, I
can live this?
Everybody gets to the point where they don't like that other job to such a point where you're just like, I'm not doing it. I'm really fortunate. I don't know. I've always been a painter. And I've switched. I mean, I left the art world, which is your Buku Dolores money art world, for Comic-Con, and I've never been happier in my life. The people here are more genuine. I've never had a bad comment. It's crazy. Like, you go to an art show, a gallery, and people are kind of snobbish, and they want to be impressed. And here, they're impressed. They don't want to be. They're genuine. They're awesome, and they're fans, and they can see that everything I paint, I have a huge passion for. I love everything. I love the comics. I love the movies. Since I was a kid, it's my bread and butter as far as what pulls my heartstrings at the end of the day, whether it be a Star Wars or Back to the Future or if I'm doing Batman. It's my favorite stuff in the world to paint, and I'm just fortunate that I get to do that now for a living.
When you look at how you create these, it's not just drawing a picture, it's not just painting a picture, it's bringing to life something behind the picture that if you look closely and having newspaper clippings, and I wanted to go into that, how you decided to incorporate old newspapers with some of this art.
Well, I've been a cheap guy my whole life, so I've painted out of necessity. For many years, I was known as the pizza box guy. Out in L.A., I was doing these big, huge murals and paintings on pizza boxes and gluing them together because I couldn't afford canvas, okay? I've painted paintings with Q-tips because I couldn't afford a brush. So when I started doing this stuff, I switched over to some better canvases and stuff like that. And the necessity for me was I wanted to make the backgrounds look cool and different and something that would theme the foreground image. And I don't do it with all of them, but when I do collage the backgrounds of my work, all I use is original vintage comics, vintage Starlog and Fantastic Film magazines. Nothing's reproduced, nothing I print off the internet. I hunt the stuff down. Hunting the stuff down is as fun as painting the painting. You work and you go to a comic shop and you find a box of Starlogs under there that nobody's seen in 30 years and they're dusty and you're like, that's what I want. And you go home and now I'm like, now I have 5 more paintings because I found some stuff that feeds me to paint more stuff, you know. But yeah, some of them I use and some of them I don't. Depends on the painting and how I feel, you know, when I'm creating it.
when you're going out and looking to have that background, where do you find some of this? I know you said you go to a comic book shop and pull it out, but where do you find some of the stuff?
It's usually floors, basements, flea markets, you know, auction houses. Like, the stuff that I look for is older vintage stuff. But you'd be surprised. You can find a lot of that stuff pretty cheap. And, you know, the comic books that I use in the background before everyone in the comic world wants to shoot me, no, I'm not cutting up issue number one and $5,000 comics, all right? There's a reason they have a scale that goes from crap to diamonds in the comic book world. I'm not cutting up the diamonds, all right? So don't get mad at me for using real vintage stuff in my pieces. But, yeah, it depends. You know, I mean, it's easy to find that. The hard part is to find the image in your head to make. Once you have the image in your head, then putting the collage down and painting it is easy, you know. But it's just coming up with the initial concept to do it. And a lot of my stuff is images you've seen over the years. You've seen, you know, Back to the Future, Goonies, Gremlins, Beetlejuice, Batman, Howard the Duck. I like the eccentric stuff, you know, stuff that's a little bit different. It's been working for me for a while, man. It's been fun.
When you look at, if I came to you and said, I want to have a Venom piece,
absolutely.
I'm a big fan of Venom. How do you kind of give me the step by step that you're going to look for and what you want for the background? I mean, how would you go about a Venom piece?
Well, the first thing I do with my commission paintings is we talk on the internet and you give me some ideas of what you like, what genre of Venom we'll say. Say you want more of an 80s Venom, 90s Venom, more of an up to date Venom. As I said, I mostly do classic work, but I can paint anything. So if you wanted a newer version of Venom, we start looking at some images. If you say, hey, I kind of like where this is going, and I kind of go from there. We kind of trust the artist a little bit and let him do his thing, but you'll know that that image is going to be pretty close to what you're going to get. And then as far as what we do in the background, I leave that up to the client. I said, hey, do you want me to paint it in? You want me to do a cool collage? A lot of people, when I do work for kids and stuff like that, the parents want the pictures of the kids put into the background, so I can do that. I can personalize your painting, put stuff into the background, stuff like that. Makes it a little niche and a little lowbrow, but that's what I'm here for, man. You know, I love doing it that way. And at the end of the day, just a little bit more unique. You're the only one that has it. As I said, I don't do prints, so you're the only one with that painting.
Larger Than Life Toys and Comics is a 6,000 square foot haven of comics and collectibles located inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. They offer new as well as vintage comics, collectibles, video games, and more. Larger Than Life Toys and Comics will also buy from you. So bring in your used or vintage comics and toys today to their store inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. Call 315-622-1891 to learn more about their trade-in policy, store credit, and even layaway. That's 315-622-1891. And make sure to like their Facebook page, Larger Than Life Comics, for constant updates, store hours, and more.
So even if I had a Venom painting and somebody else wanted the same Venom picture, the background's going to be different. So
nothing
no one thing is the same.
Ever. I never duplicate anything. I've painted 400 Batman paintings in my day. Every single one of them is different, you know. There's always a tweak. There's always something different. I won't take the same image and reproduce it. I'll change it and do something different, you know. And that's kind of why I guess I stand out, because I'm not doing prints. I'm not doing one drawing and, you know, going to Staples and selling $20 painting or $20 posters, which there's a market for that, and I don't have anything against those guys. I just choose to be straight, old school, original canvas, just like they sold paintings 300 years ago. Yeah.
Have you run in your market to a lot of other people that are doing it's not one of a thousand. If it's one piece, it's one of one. Mm-hmm. Are there a lot of other people out there doing that?
I've not found one yet that goes to one of these conventions that is selling nothing but originals. I've seen some guys do it, but not maybe on the scale that I do. You know, when I do a show, I like to do about 40 feet of wall space. A little limited here at Foxborough, but a great venue. I was able to bring in at least 50 paintings for the show. But yeah, so I mean, I don't see a lot of guys that do that as far as bringing in the original, because I think the artist mentality nowadays is, hey, do the original, you know, and then you can bank on your prints. I don't need the prints. I like to sell you the original. I always tell my clients, you know, at the end of the day, you don't want something hanging in your house that's exactly the same as somebody that you don't really care for. You'll be the only one with it, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's worked for me for a long time. And as far as the print stuff, maybe down the road, but right now, I'm happy doing what I'm doing.
And when you look at kind of going forward with this, how do you challenge yourself? Are there any things that you try from year to year to maybe integrate something else? Are there any things on the horizon for you?
Oh, absolutely. Every painting to me, I strive. And if you've seen my work just in the last 3 years, you've seen the stuff I did 3 years ago compared to this year. I spend way more time doing those little tiny details. I'm doing a lot more photorealism pieces. I did this Goonies piece up here on the wall, the Lou Ferrigno piece. I'm changing it up and trying to make it not a photograph, but to give it a little bit more depth and a little bit more feel. As far as what's going on in the future, every commission that I do, I love. I get up and I get to literally paint what I love to do every day. I have some projects coming up. I kind of have to stay tuned. If you get on my website and all that stuff, you'll see some of the new stuff that I'm doing.
Give everybody your website.
Sure. So if you want a commission, you want to look at my paintings and get a hold of me, it's www.shadart.biz. shadart.biz. Check me out. Take a look. See what you think.
Entertainment-wise, have you had any people in the entertainment world from movie, TV, whatnot, that have asked you to do a commission? I know you were talking about some things earlier, but who are some of those memorable people that have maybe been in one of these movies or TV shows or connected to the comic books that you've been able to do this for?
Yeah, I have a pretty nice client list, and part of my business and being a success at it is that I don't talk about a lot of that stuff. But if you look around this room right now, you'll see a couple guys on TV with my paintings hanging behind their booth, and you'll see, if you follow me on Instagram, you can kind of see who I'm working for and who I'm helping out. But there's been some pretty famous people that have picked up my work, and I've never had an issue, sorry about the background noise, but I've never had an issue with these stuffy celebs. They've all been awesome people, total sweethearts, and I've done really well over the years doing this stuff. And at the end of the day, I've had Adam West in my booth looking at Batman, and he loved it, you know? So it's really cool when you finally get the guys that made this stuff famous give you the thumbs up and the attaboys and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's cool. I'm pretty lucky in that department, you know? I'm doing a book with a guy that's going to be coming out in the next few months. I'm not sure the release date, but check my website and everything, and you'll find out. I'm getting published with a couple tattoo friends of mine, and it's coming up with a book. And then we have some other stuff that we're going to drop probably in spring. I'll have some more little bigger announcements for you guys.
And lastly for you, just that big question, simple question to say, but more thought on your side. What drives you to do this?
This is me. I wake up and I paint. I go to bed, I think about painting. I don't know what else to do in life. I literally, this is my complete being, is getting up and making paintings and doing paintings for people and painting the stuff I love. I've never been happier painting what I actually love to do. I couldn't sell a Flash or a Batman 25 years ago, but now I have no problems getting up and painting it. I'm a method painter. If I'm doing Ghostbusters, I'll have 5 Ghostbusters movies on flip. I'll just keep flipping the movies till the painting's done to get more of a method influence to it. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just super fortunate. I don't have the artist block, as they say. I've never had it. And if I do, take the day off, man. You know, you're your own boss. Take the day off, go clear your head, come back, and then start fresh the next day. Yeah.
That coming from Shad Nowicki, and I'm sitting here looking at these paintings, wondering if I can talk you into letting me take one of these home.
Oh, I'm sure you could. I'm sure you could talk me into it. I'm sure you and Square, we could figure that out.
Well, I appreciate it, Shad, and I thank you for your time.
Absolutely.
Thank you so
absolutely.
Much.
Thank you guys so much. As I said, check me out online, and buy art. Support those comic artists and writers, man. They're great guys.